Hello，Hello，Hello，Hello，hello, hello. Jesus, hold on. I'm not supposed to be here right now, but my head is in pain. I don't know. My head is in pain. I had somewhere to be at 3, and I was like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I literally texted. I texted a supervisor, and this is like the same guy that I talked. Like, I had to text about when I was having food problems, and I was like, there is no way I can do anything right now. And he's like, super nice about it too. He's like, I'm sorry that you're experiencing so much discomfort so often. Have you gone to a doctor to make sure it's nothing serious? I'm like, yes, I've definitely gotten blood tests done for very similar things, but nothing is ever wrong. And I quote, I literally said, it would seem that my body is just kind of weak. Oh my God. Looking forward to the next time I have to see you. Anyway, I really don't know why it happened so often. It might be because I'm sensitive to weather changes and it's like super hot right now. It's really hot. I hate it here. The first thing was a food problem that I've had once, which was really weird, and I still don't know why. And the first time it happened, I was still at Bear parents' place, and Mama Bear doesn't really believe in going to the doctor. And even if I did, I don't think the doctor that we usually go to will really help at all. I'm gonna start making my gyoza. I want gyoza. Frozen gyoza, fully cooked, ready to heat and serve. It's so good. I love it. I do have somewhere to be. I probably have to go. It's like a nighttime thing. That thing I can't really skip out on, even if I'm still dying. Oh, it smells so good. Pre-made gyoza, don't mess this up. I've already made it before. I'm like finishing up the bag right now. It's so good. One, become doctor. Two, no need doctor, just use Tiger Balm. Sounds about right. Do you hear the sizzling? Well, I can cook. I can put pre-cooked gyoza on a pan. Okay. They're all in the pan now. I am a master chef. Pro-level chef, exactly. The only cooking I need is putting pre-made foods on a pan. I also have this naked juice, blue machine, blended blend of 5 juices, partially from concentrate with added ingredients and other natural flavors. Maybe this will give my body some strength. We'll try it out. Anyway, while we're waiting for the girls to cook, what the hell was happening in the Discord half an hour ago? Do I want to know? No. But as your Udufu gang leader, what the hell? What the hell was I read? I can't open it. Hold on. I can't. Oh my god. I don't even have the strength. I don't even have the strength to open it. No. Ow. My hand hurts. Okay, I got it. Oh, that took so much effort. What happened, I wonder? If only someone could show us all what occurred. What the hell? Zach, what the hell? We are stuck together, like, what? How do I unread something? How do I unread that? I can just post what occurred. I'm okay, thanks. I'm the one who got rid of it, so you can... Bleh. Ew. Why does it taste like vegetables? What the heck? Ew. There's a hint of carrot in here, apparently. And there's veggie in gyoza. I'm not eating the gyoza right now. I'm drinking juice. I know what the hell gyoza are. Oh, no, that's done. That's definitely done. Please don't be burned. Please do not be burned. Vegetables and gills are fine. Zach. Purge. Vegetables and gills are fine. Because vegetables are supposed to be a gyoza. But vegetables in fruit juice, I don't want it. I don't need it. Okay. Oh, it smells so good. It smells so good. I could serve mute Zach, but Zach is okay. Zach is all right. Do you look at the ingredients in naked juice? I did. It says juices from apples, bananas, blueberries, blackberries, and a hint of carrot, which means the fruit should be overpowering it. Why am I tasting the vegetables? It smells so good, gagging noise. Look, sometimes when things smell good, even if they smell good, it's like overwhelming and you need to cough. Or maybe that's just me. Like when you bake fish in the oven, like the smell is too strong. Like it smells good, but it's too strong. Did you eat something sweet before drinking the juice? I ate chocolate crackers. Does that make a difference? Gyoza time. Whoa. Okay, some of them don't have the crisp at the bottom, but you know what? It's better than burning them. It's better than overcooking and burning them. I've rarely experienced seafood in my life. What the hell does that have to do with anything? What? Kuzu. We're talking about gyoza and naked juice. Where does the seafood come from? Oh, baking fish. Oh, right. See, my head is still in pain, so I don't really know what I'm talking about. Ew, what the hell? Why are you putting. Ew, what is that? That's offensive. Ew. Who is putting ketchup on their. What the hell? That's disgusting. Why? Ugh. Gyoza time. Okay. That's gross. It tastes so good. I need to get more of these. I finished the bag. I've been eating this like almost every meal for the past week. Just plop five of these in the pan. It cooks in like 2 minutes. Oh my god. Oodle juice. That's so cute. Oh my god, I want it. I'm gonna save it. Although that wait. Oodle juice kinda sounds cursed. The name Oodle juice sounds a little cursed. But the edit is really cute. Why am I always sick? My body is probably weak. Also, I eat reheated fried gyoza every meal. By every meal, I usually just mean lunch. I eat better stuff for dinner. Also, there's nothing wrong with reheated gyoza. It tastes so good. Why are you talking about my sweat glands? Ew. Why? You want a drink out of them? My head must really be out of it right now. That was disgusting. Why did I say that? Ew. Jesus. Zach, no. Zach. No, Zach. No.
How can you say so unsayful things without hesitation?
It's not unsay so, it's just nasty. It's not anything weird. Well, I mean, it is. It is weird, but it's not like mind in the gutter kind of weird. You know what I mean? Uruka, I think you're sleep deprived. Well, I kind of took a very long nap. I didn't do much else today. I went out, head hurt, came back, took a nap, head still hurt, woke up. I don't know. The problems might be stemming from the fact that I am basically doing several things back to back all the time. But you know, there's not much I can do to change that. So maybe I'll just have to live with it. Ibuprofen. I usually only take Advil when it's a terrible time of month. It usually doesn't help for headaches for me. So I just try not to use it. I once tried to get rid of some kind of pain that was not that, and it just wouldn't go away. And I was really stupid, so I took like a lot of them. Thankfully, nothing bad happened. But now I'm not as stupid, and I look back and I'm like, that wasn't a good idea. Glad you didn't die. I'm glad I didn't die too. Top 5 regrets of dying. Wait, what? How do you know what they regretted if they died already? Congrats on not ODing. Thank you. I was really stupid. I was like, oh god. I was like 15 and dumb. So don't do that. Lesson of the day. Don't take many Advils. Or anything for that matter. Injured and good. You can hear the swallowing noise. You want to hear the swallowing noise? I personally find chewing noises really disgusting. So I would understand if you don't want to listen to this. But too bad. They came back from the dead to tell us. They literally came back from the dead just to tell us what they regret in life. Those noises could not be more moist. I'm sure they could be. But I'm not that gross, so. A PC chewing collab. That would be like if we got those, like, if we all tried snacks together, then it would just be a whole entire ensemble of chewing noises. That would be disgusting. I can hear the waves of saliva swishing around. That is not, it's not saliva. It's the gyoza juices. I don't have that much saliva in my mouth. I'm not that moist. At least not naturally. Ooh, you got a whole ass ocean in there. It's the gyoza juices. Can we talk about unnatural urca? What kind of unnatural urca do you want to talk about? I thought those are fried gyozas? Yeah, fried gyozas also have juices inside. It's not just dry. Ew. Ew, Zach, what the heck? Ew. What is that? What the fuck? That's disgusting. That's gross. I'm eating here, Zach. I'm eating. Why? It's a real anime about mysterious girlfriend X is literally about saliva. But why? Why is it a thing? Why does it exist? Oh yeah, let's just get rid of it. Zach, I saw that. I saw that, Zach. You weren't quick enough. People like Zach exist. It's how the world is. Well, you know what? You're right. That reminds me of the conversation we had literally yesterday. About spitting a dude licks a girl's saliva off a dead. Ew. Okay. Whatever gets you up. Oh god, I almost spilled my juice. I can't judge, I guess, unless it's really bad. whatever gets you up. My thigh is itchy. I finished eating my gyoza. You know what? I could have made broccoli. But I just don't feel like eating broccoli. Broccoli's kind of nasty. I'll eat it. But it's kind of nasty. How is it not already really bad? There's a lot worse. There is a lot worse. Like necrophilia? I will judge. I need to burp. Okay. Eat your veggies, bear. But I don't want to. I don't want to. Bear resistant. Ugh. I was swishing my juice around and it sprayed onto my face. Oh God. Broccoli is in fact the most good vegetable. Brother Bear told me that broccoli is like a genetically made vegetable from Brussels sprouts and cauliflower. Why is that the most good vegetable? Correct. Why does Wilson always sound so proud whenever I say something accurate? Lettuce is a pretty poggers. I like lettuce. Lettuce is good. We're all proud. Thank you, Wilson. Thank you. Many vegetables are the same plant as Brussels sprouts? What? How? Is everything just a child of Brussels sprouts? What does that mean? Brussels sprouts is the father of all vegetables. Or maybe the mother. You can Google it. Different parts or stages. Huh? I don't need to know. It's fine. I don't want to ruin vegetables for myself. Because there are some vegetables that I like, but I don't like Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts are gross. Lettuce is good though. Whoa. Cabbage, Brussels sprouts. What the hell is kohlrabi? I don't know what that is. Kale is all right. Broccoli. Excuse me, broccoli. I don't like. Cauliflower is all right. Since you are here, Uruka, Gunpla News. one of my few friends asked me. One of my few friends closer friends here ask me to go snack shopping with her on Monday. And there's a store around there that also sells like Gundams and stuff, so I'm gonna go check if they have them there, because I don't want to buy them off of Amazon. Might I interest you in some Urugu? Wow, so funny. Wow. Turning me into vegetable. Amazing. Arugula. Bear, not even bear parents. Mama bear keeps saying Aragula. And I'm like, no, mom. It's arugula. Aragula. And she called quinoa kino. And I'm like, no. It's quinoa. Uruga. Uruga. Oh. Oh my god. Mikuru, no. Make sure they have those hands before you purchase. I don't think the store has the hands. I probably have to get that. I don't even want the hands. What am I talking about? I don't want the hands. It's so gross. I don't want the hands. How do you pronounce acai juice? Isn't it just acai? Yeah. I know, Kat. I saw it on Amazon. It's just, it seems very expensive for that. So I'm gonna go see if it's in the store. I'm gonna assume it might be cheaper in the store. I don't know. What is that, Kyle? Expensive Uruka. It's dude, $30 is expensive. That thing is like 4 inches tall. That's expensive. What do you mean? How rich are you? $30 is expensive, man. It's 3.5 inches tall. You're gonna pay $30 for that. Bruh. Why is everyone questioning me? $30 is expensive, man. It's if it was bigger, it wouldn't be, but it's literally like the size of a McDonald's Happy Meal toy. Thank you for the tiny hands, Link. Thanks. That is cursed. I don't really want that. Lucky Lego Cat is 4 inches and also $30. Well, I think you got ripped off, because I got mine for $9.99 at the Lego store. Hands are important. I can do without the hands. I feel like the bear is cute without the hands. I'm not gonna uncute it with cursed hands. It's so adorable. I'm not cheap. That's not weird, right? It's 3.5 inches tall for $30. Aren't you going to buy an expensive musical equipment to loop music? I had a conversation with my mods, and I don't think I'll have to buy anything extra. I already have I don't have a looping pedal, but I have a different kind of pedal that I can also, we figured out that we can repurpose. I can repurpose that pedal to use as a looping pedal. I'm still in the process of setting that up, but I hope I can do a looping stream soon. Figure out how to do looping because it looks so fun. And I feel like that's like the most optical optimal optimal usage of my skills. Because it doesn't really matter if you can play a bunch of different things if you can't play them all at once, if I learn how to loop, then I'll feel like less useless of a musician, I think it would be fun. In the process, IE hasn't set it up. I've downloaded the software I need, and I've figured out how to do it. I just need to do it. I have the knowledge, just not the. I had to burp. Just not the application. I have the education, but not the experience. Optical equals optimal now, yeah. Optical. Optical. The optical way. How much do music classes cost? It depends on how good or how much of a ripoff the teacher is. It can range from 10 to $300. Although you probably won't be going to the $300 ones. And I probably wouldn't recommend the $10 ones either. Unless they just don't care about being paid and they're doing it for fun. The usual price for like casual lessons, I think, is around $20 for half an hour. But that's mostly just for like casual players and beginners, probably. Go with the tiny hands. My hands are not that small. If you say it enough, Webster's dictionary now lists literally to mean figuratively. Well, yeah, but then I have to make it a thing for everyone. And I don't think people really use the word optimal that often anyway, so why would they say optical? Are they bigger than your face? I don't know. Are they? I don't really have the energy to bring my hand up to my face right now. A one-man band, exactly. A one-man band. Okay. It's not that I haven't done anything similar. I used to do a lot of similar things, but it just wasn't live, I recorded everything separately and put it together. I feel like it takes a lot of brain power to do it live. But we'll see. I haven't done it in quite a while, so I hope I can do it. Do you have the energy to lower your face to your hands? I mean, yeah, but then I can't tell if it's bigger or not. I finished the juice. Gulped up all the juices. Is that considered dinner or lunch? I have no idea. I ate a granola bar at like 9:30 a.m. That was my breakfast. It's an odd time to eat. It is, but I just happen to muster the energy to climb out of bed with a pounding head. So I figured I might as well just eat. Otherwise, I might just starve. And also, some of my problems stem from just food. So I thought maybe it would go away if I just eat. But guess what? I don't think headaches go away when you eat food. Utica, how long did you stay in Ryan's panel stream? I don't remember. I did leave it open for a while, but I don't really remember. Also, Adam, that one time you said I was probably working and came back when I heard my name. That's not true, by the way. I was in a call. I was in a pretty heated argument with Bear Bears. And I came back right at that moment, coincidentally. Starving's probably a kink. You're probably not wrong. Starving is probably a kink. But I don't have that. She was lurking in a phone call. I wasn't lurking. I had no idea what was happening. I guess it still count as lurking if I'm not watching it and is also muted? Can't believe you called me Adam and not Amanda. Do you want me to call you Amanda? Because I'll call you Amanda if you want to be called Amanda. Would you like to be addressed as Amanda? To feminize yourself now. We're all women now. We deserve to be called by our lady names. I know your gender bent, and I know why you're gender bent, but do you want to be addressed like that? I'm Zara, apparently. Is there no better gender bent name for Zach? Zach. You're right. Is there any Zach? Madman just noticed. Since Uruka already knows, I'm just gonna say this isn't my fault. Oh, you're the one making it. What do you mean it's not your fault? By the way, since we're on the topic, why did this happen? What? Why is this happening? What? Why? What is going on? several people are typing. I'll do almost anything for Urukanye. Well, feels bad. Won't do almost anything for me, but we'll do almost anything for Urukanye. Zach wanted a BL novel and Kuzu was bored. I suggested there would be a fanfic for me and Kyle falling in love after beating each other up. So why is it involving so many other people then? I decided to write because I was bored. Kuzu took that idea, said he'll make a VN and then gender bend us. Okay. Oh, the more the merrier, they say. That's true, Wilson. Maybe you should be part of it. Wilma. I'm gonna beat you up and throw you into a river. Be careful, Kyle. He might be into that. Zach, aren't you in a relationship, Zach? Are you starting a polygamy? I do not consent to this. Well, now you did. Apparently you did. Let's not bring her into this. We kind of have to. We're not into NTR here. We don't like NTR here. And I say we because if you are... No, you're not. No NTR. No, 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 no. Urka's totally into any. No, 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 I'm not. I am not. I do not condone NTR. I don't like NTR. Okay? Get that in your head and never get it out. I do not like NTR. No. That sounds the sound of a woman in denial. No. It's called I Know What I Like and I Don't Like NTR. Why is there a talk about NTR? Because Zach is asking Kyle to kiss him, but Zach has a girlfriend. Unless she's not real. We don't know if she's real or not. So we're just... It's hypothetical. I'm not asking. I am demanding. Well, Kuzu, as a previous fanfiction writer, if you need any proofreading, I can maybe I can do a editing stream. I hate that I had to write it that way. I mean, say it that way, but I have no better credentials. Zach's girlfriend is real. She just goes to a different school. Does Zach even go to school? No live fanfic writing stream. No, ew. I will proofread it for you. I can edit it for you. Say you want to read it. I read the first sentence, the screenshot. I'm a good proofreader, at least of story-based things. If it's an academic paper, I can't help you there. Can't wait to see my ending. Oh, Kwan's gonna have an ending too. Oh. Oh my god, it's Hoshou Marin desu. I mean, you're not wrong. I do want to read it. But I am offering. I am offering. I knew Urka and Leah fusion scene. That definitely isn't a bullshit plot device or anything. What does that even mean? What the hell is a fusion scene? What is a fusion scene? Are we being fused together? Ew, ew, no, ew, ew. That's gross. What if we do a fanfic written by Urfa Gang, but each sentence is made by one person? That's actually a thing. That's a game we used to play in like elementary, middle school. We could do it, although that would be a little worrying. How many of the Urf gang am I going to be allowed to partner with? I'm assuming at least age. Oh, that fusion. What would their personality even be, though? Ew. Oh my god. The Korone and Okayu fusion. Oh god. That's terrifying. That's actually terrifying. We need to know for the visual novel. What are we talking about again? What do we need to know? Who's going to kiss for in-depth experiences needed for writing a detailed, well-made doujin? Well, if we're going off of in-depth experiences, I don't think anyone here can help with that. I don't think anyone here can really help with that at all. Other than Madman. But Madman refuses to I believe in Madman's experience, but Madman doesn't want help. Zack, maybe. But is Zack's girlfriend really real? That's not possible since at least one person dies in almost each ending. Well, make that person me in every ending. What is this? I wake up in a dark room to find myself stretching as I climb out of bed and flick a light switch. Did you post this for me to critique you right now? Or is this for me to read? Urka, do you have a stream later? I do not. I am working from, well, co including commute times from like 8, wait, no, 7:30 to like 12. I'm not gonna confirm if the GF is real or not, but I will say she's in the server and you will never find her. You know what else is in this server? Your several alts. What if your GF is just you? Don't call out his right hand. How do we know it's his right hand? Maybe it's his left hand. Maybe it's his the appendages that we do not speak of. Unsay so, Urko. I don't know what you mean. What are you talking about? I'm saying, if he put a hand puppet on his hand, that could be his girlfriend. You know? I'm not, I don't know what's so unsay so about that. My girlfriend is my split personality. If you can't find someone to love, you can always go for yourself. Self-love. Love yourself. Commit happy on yourself. Let's think about that, Uruka. Which hand would the puppet be on? I don't know. You tell me. It's your girlfriend, not mine. My girlfriend is my urudagi. That's valid. That's valid. Well, I mean, you are foolish to assume that my GF puppet would be on my hands, and I said that's why I said the appendages that we don't talk about, Zach. I'm not gonna name it. I just said the appendages that we don't talk about. Although that would mean you're stepping on her all the time. Covered her tracks. See, Wilson gets me. Zach didn't know. I thought Zach wants to be stepped on, not stepping on people. Oh, okay, never mind. Please don't step on me. Well, Amanda, look, I'm deleting that. Get out, cat. Get it out. Amanda, as I said, I'm not gonna step on anyone. I feel like you would break bones, or I would break your bones. Although I guess someone would probably be into that too, but that would be kind of messed up. Come on and join the M for Macho gang. Yeah, I'm an M. Macho. Zach, if you want your chest to be caved in, ask your girlfriend to punch you. No. You would not break bones stepping on people. You have no mass. I have mass, believe it or not. I have mass. Masochism. That's the mass I have. I want to go write down something real quick and I come back here, Uruka confessing to being an app. Oh my god. Well, I'm just reading what was written in the chat. That was something I did not need to read. Thank you, Wilson. How long is this list of Uru turtles? Oh my god. Does that imply what am I trying to What exactly does that mean? What exactly does that mean? What does what mean? Don't play dumb, Wilson. Don't play dumb. Answer my question, Wilson. Don't play dumb. Wax tube is the queen. That would hurt. Oh my god. That doesn't sound fun at all. I don't think anyone want to get whacked by a clarinet. Clarinets are very solid. And there's a lot of parts that stick out. That could cause very lasting damage. Is this from experience? No, it's just from using that little part of your brain that's able to play out things before they happen and realize that it's a bad idea. Have you ever been whacked by a clarinet? I have not, thankfully. Your brain is too wrinkly for me. Yeah, that's to be expected because I'm a giga brain. Giga brain Chad. Ooh, whoa. You need to activate that part of your brain when it comes to healthy eating. I eat healthy. There's meat and vegetables and carbs in yoga. That's all you need. Percussion. I can't ride drums for shit, so you can figure it out. It's like boom, snap, crash, ride, drums. Honestly, me too. Every time I do a drum line, it's like basically the same all the time. Is that Kyle? Kylie? Wow. What? Are these generated just from like a name? Do you make them yourself? Like, what is this? Where are these coming from? He's in a wedding dress too. Oh my god. Skipping every single step is like an arranged marriage. And by arranged marriage, I mean it's arranged by Zach and Kyle doesn't want it. They're from Pit Crew. What is that? I still have the script open. I wake up in a dark room to find myself stretching as I climb out of bed and flick a light switch. Hmm. You don't all pick Gru. I do not. By the way, you might want to take out that comma in the first sentence. Correct me if I'm wrong. But the comma before the as usually only happens if the as functions as like because or something. But this one does not. So the comma would not be there. You're reading a fanfic right now? I'm reading the thing Kuzu sent. That's a chin sharpen up to cut meat. I cut meat with my face. Yeah. Also, how would you find yourself stretching as you climb out of bed? I think you need to choose to climb out of bed. But anyway, I look forward to reading it. He needs to pay people for a favor. What? You gonna pay? Are you gonna pay? Are you gonna pay him to burn you? You don't stretch out of bread. Stretch out of bread. You don't stretch out of bed. I stretch before I get out of bed. And also it's a conscious decision to get out of bed and turn on a light. I don't sleepwalk, I think. I'm pretty sure. I will buy out that perch. You really? Really? How much are you willing to pay off WC to purge that? The in-bed stretch, yeah. I also stretch out of bed sometimes. But I'm saying, if you find yourself stretching, that means you just woke up and you were stretching without knowing it. The nuances of words have a lot of meaning. Urka, that's called gravity. Yeah, sometimes you just slide out of bed while stretching, you know? You use gravity to help you get out of bed because getting out of bed is very difficult. Send in Agasupa to Urka right now so it gets purged. I don't really mind if it's purged or not, you know? I honestly don't care if it's purged or not. It's Kyle. It's Kyle that wants to purge. How is getting out of bed difficult? Dude, getting out of bed is the most difficult thing. Getting out of bed is so difficult. It's not exactly the physical action of getting out of bed. It's the mental strength required to get out of bed and prepare to go outside. Because I do not like to go outside. I'm gonna wake up early tomorrow, wakes up and stays in bed for 3 hours exactly. Getting out of bed is like a 1 hour procedure. Yeah. I have to wake up 2 hours before I have to be somewhere. Well, I mean, it takes like half an hour to get somewhere. I also have to shower. That takes like half an hour. But that's only like an hour, right? But realistically, I need to get up 2 hours before just to get out of bed. And look, if I didn't actually... Look, if it was like an online thing, If I'm streaming or if it was like a Zoom meeting, I would not have any problem. I would just roll out of bed and sit down on my chair and be like, okay. But the fact that I need to actually go outside and see people that I don't want to see and actually do things in places that are not my room and on the internet, it drains so much energy. Like, honestly, being remote saves so much time. Like, that time I was at Rock 3.0, I was going remote that entire time, and my schedule was basically the same as now. And Jesus Christ, the amount of free time I had, like, I had like, I'm not even joking, I had at least 10 hours of extra free time. Like, what? I don't understand. Like, it really adds up. It really adds up. The amount of time it takes to commute, the mental energy required to do everything. I literally had 10 hours more free time than I do now. Y'all use more than one alarm to wake up. I'm not joking. I set like five alarms today. And okay, that's not true. The first time I got up, I set like five alarms around 9 to 9:30. And then I got up, but then when I came back, I took a nap. And then I set my alarms to 12:30 in 5 minute intervals until 12:50-ish. And then every single time I woke up, I changed one of the alarms to 5 minutes later than the last alarm. And that lasted all the way until 1:30. Jesus. I have a problem. If you set too many alarms, it conditions yourself to ignore them. You know what? That might be a problem. That might be my problem. But the thing is, I'm really paranoid of sleeping through an alarm. So I need that many. Set your alarm an hour or two later and just sleep. Okay, but like, what if I need to be somewhere? No matter how annoying the alarm is, I would just turn it off and go back. You clearly didn't that time. Well, I technically had somewhere to be at 3, so I was trying to get up and be there early. But then every time I woke up, I was like, my head is in pain, so. Considering you slept till 1. Well, I got up, I had something else in the morning. It was at 10. I just came back. I came back and slept more because my head hurt. It's so hard. It's so hard. Have you tried telling your head to stop hurting? You're right, Wilson. I never thought of that. I should do that right now. Hey, brain cells, stop pounding in my head. Your headache subsided? It's still here. It's a little better because I'm a little distracted, but also I'm looking at screens, so it's not exactly the best. But it's a little better than before. If I go back to doing nothing, I feel like it's gonna get worse. And the weather's really not helping, because it's like super hot. And I want to turn on my AC, but then I'm pretty sure the AC is not helping. I'm pretty sure the AC was making it worse. But if I turn off the AC, it gets super hot. And that also makes it worse. So I just don't know what to do. I had a headache the other day, and the lo-fi playlist you linked me from that one stream helped out. I guess maybe. I don't know. Set this music as your alarm. I don't have speakers. Well, I do, but I don't want to turn it on. And also, I'm too lazy to put my headphones on. So. The changing seasons isn't helping you. Exactly. Every time there's like extreme weather changes, I start dying. And that just circles back to that text I had to send. It seems that my body is just kind of weak. Oh my God. I can't believe I had to send that. Then again, the time I got the blood test, I was like 17. I could get another one, but I feel like the result will be the same. It's basically the same issue. Might be it, Urka. You might be having a heat stroke. That is possible. I have fainted from the heat once. That's why I'm like really hesitant to go outside right now, because I'm really bad with heat. I've legitimately fainted from heat once. That's why I've been chugging electrolytes. Blood test for what? There was a time around when I was 17-ish that for some reason I just got very, my head got very faint very easily. And I was like very prone to fainting. Well, I say was, like that doesn't happen anymore. I still am, but it's like less now. So I got a blood test because Mum Bear thought I might have like iron deficiency or something. But I got a blood test and everything came out fine. So she was like, you know what? Maybe it's just psychological, or you're just weak. And I'm like, I am weak, but it also might be psycho. Oh, that was a loud door. I am weak. If it's too hot outside, you just need some super idol the xiao rong do mei ni de qian la ye zhong wu de yang guang do mei ni ya yan ren ai yi bai ling wu du de ni ti di qing shun de zhong liao shui ba da ba da ni bu zhi dao ni you duo ke ai jie dao hou hui shi xiao zhe zai zhan qi lai 你从来都不轻言失败，对梦想的执着一直不曾更改。很安静，当你对我说不怕有我在，放着让我来。勇敢追自己的梦想，坚定的模样。巴拉巴巴，Super Idol 的笑容都没你的甜。Some caffeine will fix you. I had a write up. Side effects include more headache a few hours later. I cannot do caffeine. Even if I'm feeling super healthy and I start drinking caffeine, I'm gonna feel like dying. You know what? Maybe it's because I've been forgetting to eat my vitamins. Hold up. I don't think I've eaten them in a long time. But also, I feel like vitamins are a scam, you know? Actually, Mama Bear keeps making them, me eat them. I don't think they really do anything. It feels like a scam. What do you mean? You forgot and had a headache because of that. I don't think it. What is happening? I don't think. Look. I don't think I needed them before, okay? I think when Mama Bear started making me eating them, you know, I think my body has gained a d dependency on the extra vitamin supplements. And that's why if I go without them, then I will die. I know it sounds stupid, but I feel like that is the case. My gummy vitamins. Okay, I'm eating them right now. Stop freaking out, Jesus. Okay. I've done it. I've chugged the vitamins. Who's ready for karaoke? I'm not gonna be there. I have somewhere else to be, unfortunately. So I cannot be there. Urka, you ever gone to a sauna? Yeah, yes. But I haven't been inside for a very long time because it wasn't very comfortable. I've gone to hot springs that have saunas. I went inside for like a second and I was like, nope, nope. Wet or dry? How do you know if it's wet or dry? What's the difference between wet and dry? Have you tried dry swallowing them? I have actually. Back when I was like 14. Excuse me. Back when I was like 14, we went on a school trip. And I was too lazy to get myself water, so I just swallowed the pills. I just swallowed them dry. There's wetness. Well, I know that, but how, like, how do you tell? How How can you tell if there's wetness or not? Uruka is like a creature that becomes uncomfortable from any deviation in the normal existence. Look, I don't mind the cold that much. I'd prefer it be cold than hot. I can't deal with hot weather. I can't. Which is kind of ironic because where I am, it is only hot. I hate hot weather. I never thought it would be this hot, though. But I guess that's just me being dumb again. There's water. Well, yeah, but how do you know if there's water or not? Like, I assume by wet you mean like the steam is wet, right? But the dry ones also have steam, right? It's not just like a hot room. The steam. Maybe I've only seen the wet ones then, because a dry one sounds really weird. I guess it was a wet one. What do you mean, cat? What am I saying wrong? I'm just asking a question. The dry ones are just a really hot and humid room. But the wet ones are also hot and humid. I don't understand. Jesus, why do people close their doors so loudly? Holy. Don't mind Cat. He's just always thinking horribly. We're talking about saunas. We're talking about saunas. If you're horby, go look at the GTA VOD from yesterday. There's plenty of horby material in that for you. Although, that one part on the table, that was not pleasant. Actually, none of them were pleasant experiences. None of them were pleasant experiences. Madman. I guess those things was bad. No, that neighbor doesn't do anything. She's pretty nice. But you know what? When the water vapor fully saturates the air, making it more difficult for your sweat to evaporate off of you. I honestly don't know. I don't think I was inside long enough to know. I don't hear anything. If it was in that room, I would definitely know. Wait till you play the rest of GTA. Let me tell you, those were not good experiences. You know, the first one, the girl was so creepy, okay? They were... Wilson! Oh my god. Wilson. Even if they were, you know, I feel like there would be some kind of movement noises. Oh my god. The first one, the girl was really creepy looking. The second one, That was just really awkward, okay? That was so awkward. Wilson got Udo's mind. Creepy and awkward are not exactly the kinds of things you would enjoy, you know? I don't think I've I yeah. Ruka must be very knowledgeable in that to know what to listen for. I don't need to listen for anything, okay? As long as there's any sort of noise, I can hear it. The walls are very thin. How do you know if you've never tried? I don't need to try to know that there would be a lot of noise coming out of that. Oh my God. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. And every beholder thinks that girl was very creepy. Blast baby shark 10 hours and bass boosted at them. No. So that's why you want your own place. What are you implying, Squid? What are you implying? Hey, Kuriko, or as you guys are now deeming yourselves, gender bent, Kurutaro. You know what I'm implying. I actually don't, Squid. Why don't you spell it out for me? I don't know what you're implying. I have no idea. You gotta spell it out word for word. Welcome, child. Why are you calling me child? Dude, you know that voice tweet that you guys came up for me? That voice tweet that you guys came up for me when Kuruko replied, "Oh my God." It felt like when like an older sibling catches you doing something really weird. I don't know why, but I had that vibe. Implying implications of... exactly how I Ahoy! Care to say that line again? No. June. June. Why is it not just a crow with a bow? Fumbles, that's a great question. It should be a crow with a bow. I listened and just stared into the abyss afterwards. Sounds about right. I also stared into the abyss afterwards. You're not alone. You're not alone. Just to make it clear, Squid, that's not why I want my own place. Although maybe so I can't hear other people doing it, I guess. Imagine this, I walked in, you were doing that line, and I slowly walk out and close the door in absolute silence. I can imagine that. I can imagine that a little too well. I don't have any more water, oh no. It's where's Tenma's? Where's Tenma's? No, that's the coming one. Where's the leaving one? Where's the one where Tails leaves? It's not. Oh, okay, I found it. Glass clanging ASMR. It's metal. That was the leaving one? Yeah, because I found the I was trying to find it, and I found it. Bro, that's so metal. I know, right? Imagine. Nothing is more metal than two water bottles clinging against each other. She's smooth-brained. What did I do to deserve this? What did I say this time? I have many brain wrinkles. I don't know what you're talking about. Bangs her waterfall. Next, she bangs her mom. I would never. I would never. Unless you count. Bang with a Nerf gun or a foam baseball bat. She's she's wrinkly in the right areas. Oh God. Oh God. You scared me when you say unless. No, I wouldn't. I mean, the different kind of banging, you know? Not that kind of banging. Bang, as in the sound effect of a gun, you know? Bang. With a Nerf gun. I don't mean anything weird. You know, I'm a say-so bear like that. I don't mean anything weird. I don't even know how to do the other guy. Ha, JK, unless. Unless it's the bang sound effect with a gun, a Nerf gun. What Nerf gun do you have that goes bang? All of them go bang. They all go pa. And that's the sound effect of a bang. Uruka say so first I heard about this. Always been. Your neighbors be banging. You bang back. Not gonna lie, every time I hear something out of another room, I'm always so paranoid about what they can hear from my room. if I can hear things from their place, what can they hear from my place? April Fool's last week. Well, yeah. And now I'm say so. Your Nerf gun doesn't go bang. Nerf guns all go bang. They're probably like, damn, poor girl, she talks alone for hours on end. I'm always talking to myself. There's never anyone in here. I'm always talking about myself. Just assume they hear everything. I hope they can hear your fitness truth. I honestly feel like they can, unfortunately. I just, that's why I always make it very clear out loud, like the number that I'm doing and that I'm doing push-ups, just in case. I have that paranoia when I used to live with my parents. well, it's a valid concern. it's a valid concern that thankfully I don't have to be concerned about because I am so say-so. But for you guys that have to be concerned about that, I worry for you. Try not to get walked in on. Utka's screaming at the wall. Just in case I'm doing push-ups. Bora, he drops to the ground and does push-ups. Letting out very unsay-so noises. That's just me straining, okay? Squeal. Oh no. No. Oh God. It's you straining. Yeah. When I exercise, it takes a lot of straining. That's the sound of strain. What the hell am I looking at? If people pay me money to do push-ups, that sounds even worse. That sounds even worse. Exactly. People pay you to make those noises. That sounds even worse. I'm eating a chocolate cracker. How are the gyozas? I finished the gyozas like an hour ago, I think. But they were really good. They were really good. I want to go out and get some more. I want to eat more, but I finished the bag.
Just tell them you're an adult and you're just... I will never say that.
I will not. But honestly, you know, if it had to be anyone that heard that, at least it's random people that I barely know. I'll probably never see again very soon, so. Do you want to earn money online? This side of hot boys and girls is a good idea. Oh no. Oh no. People you barely know, you live next to them. I do. Yeah, do you talk to the people you live next to? What if they know who you are and sub? You know what? Even better. Then they know exactly what I'm doing. And it's nothing unsay-so. I see them outside all the time. Well, yeah. Like, I say hi and stuff, but, like, other than that, Nothing much. Okay. How awkward is that? It's not that bad. Like, we've passed by enough times so that the high isn't that awkward. So at your new place, you're gonna be twice as loud so the new neighbors can still hear. I don't want them to hear. That's the point. Oh my God. Just so you know, I'm playing Ring Fit. I don't want them to hear that. What the hell? That was like partly the point. So the walls are like thicker, so they can hear less stuff, and they won't have to assume that I'm doing weird things. On a scale of 1 to Utica, how awkward? It really isn't that awkward. Like, followed by a loud moan. It honestly isn't that bad. Like, we're all chill. We're all chill with each other. You are overthinking, Uruka. Well, can you blame me? Can you blame me with the noises of an exertion? Well, Ring Fit is fun. I love Ring Fit. I freaking love Ring Fit. Yeah. You're overthinking. I really am not. There's much reason to be overthinking about. Why you gotta be concerned about your RFA? Because I don't want them to think I'm doing weird things. If people don't care, maybe they just don't know that they're being loud, you know? Or they just don't care. I mean, I'm not gonna like bother them. I don't care that much. It's a little awkward. But I personally, especially if I'm not actually doing something weird, you know, I don't want them to think I am. It's not weird, Uruka. It's natural. Trust me, they know. Well, I overthink about noises very weird, very often. Most I've heard people care is people giving a thumbs up if they're best homie after. Neighbors have a suspicious number of tissues in the trash. The thing is, I never had to worry back at Bear Family Home. I never had to worry because I didn't do anything weird. Not that I do anything weird now. I'm just saying, noises of exertion from push-ups, The overthinking of noises can be traced back to being younger. No. I didn't really overthink noises back then because I didn't do anything weird back then. AKA push-ups. Although I'm always paranoid. I remember even if I'm not like, even if I'm watching like a perfectly normal YouTube video, if they came in my room, I would automatically just close it anyway. Like, no matter what I'm doing, I would just close it to my desktop and hi. Hi. We all know that you're a sinless person now. Yeah, I'm perfectly sinless. Bye, Kuroko. Goodbye. I turned my YouTube volume very low in the toilet because I'm afraid the VTuber sounds will travel through the air conditioning pipes. I don't even turn the volume up on speaker. When I'm in the bathroom. If I even watch something there in the first place. Uruka, why are you always staring at your desktop? No, I always open my file explorer and pretend like I'm organizing things. So that way it doesn't just look like I'm just staring at my background. I don't like people seeing what I'm working on over my shoulder. Exactly. It doesn't matter what it is. I just don't want people to see it. Man, I love my desktop. Always make sure you got at least something on the other window. Even if it's like perfectly normal, I just don't like people seeing it. Man, I love my desktop. I can't stop looking at it. My brother was doing push-ups. That's perfectly fine. Tell him to do push-ups with me. You know? Man. 20 minutes before 8. Okay. Sounds good. I'm just replying to message. I have to be somewhere 20 minutes before 8, and it takes about half an hour to get there. 20 minutes before 8 is 7:40, and it takes half an hour to get there. I should leave at around 7:10. Okay, and I need a shower, which takes around 40 minutes, which means I should go in like 10-ish minutes. Okay. My mom walked in when I was listening to Uruka's Sleepy Space. There's nothing wrong with Sleepy Space, though. Stop coming after me. I don't mean I'm spending 40 minutes in the entire shower entirely. Showering is about a 15 minutes are in the shower. 15 to 20 minutes are in the shower. Okay. But it takes time to dry, moisturize, dry my hair. Whatever gets you, no. I'm not doing anything weird in the shower. I'm just saying, it takes a long time to prepare. It takes a long time to, the entire process takes a while. you know, gotta get dressed and everything too. Roll down the window during the ride. Easy hair dryer. No. Currently making use of that detachable shower. First of all, the shower head is not detachable. And even if it was, I don't do that. Oh my god. trust me, I've tried. No. I haven't. I'm joking. Look, it takes a while for me to, like, I can't just air dry my hair in the wind. Like, it takes a lot for it to not look terrible. It really likes to shape exactly in the shape that it dries in, and that's kind of gross. Narrator, she wasn't joking. I am joking. I've never had a detachable shower head. Detachable shower head, my beloved. Does it work on males? Purge the shed. Y'all can bug me all you want. You know what I'm Do we want to answer? Move on. Move on. I never expected. Why have so many people tried that one? Why have so many people tried that? What the heck? I was joking. I was 100% joking. Country girls make do. What is this? This is so gross. This is worse than feet. I would argue that it's not. I would argue that feet are way worse. Oh my god. I say feet are way worse. Delete. Utka from 1 year ago listening to this view. I'm say so as ever. I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you mean. At least this. Look. Delete. Oh god. Get it out. Delete. Get it out. I know I can do timeouts, but am I gonna resort to that? Are they gonna make me? Ugh. Get it out. Get it out. Get it out. Get it out. Just delete the server. Why? Why are people like this? Why is this a thing? Bruh. Make it stop. Can we make a rule? Let's add a new rule in the information, the rule book. Rule number 13. Do not post anything feet related in the Woo Cult channel. Why is Adam linking detachable shower heads? You know what? Go back to the detachable shower heads. I would rather detachable shower heads than the beard. Get it out. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Go back to the shower. Throw the feet away. Okay? This I'm okay with. Well, a little more okay with. Ew. Ew. How about we talk about something sassy, like karaoke? I don't know what to talk about. I'm not even going to be there for most of it. If Unka's future partner has a foot fetish, they're screwed. If someone has a foot fetish, they're not going to be my partner ever. Oh, God. I've only had normal showers that do not detach, and I never use the massage setting. I shower like a normal person. I shower very normally. I just take a very long time in the shower. Implying Uruka will have a partner ever. Why are you gonna do me like this? Forever alone bear. Imagine you were already 20 years into marriage before they told you about it. No, Zach. No. No, bitch. No, no maidens. No maidens. I take mildly hot showers. Like, it's not searing hot, but it's not like lukewarm. Shower space, I don't know. That's probably not the best idea. Why would you want that? It's just gonna be the sound of water raining down. Is it really showering if you didn't get a third-degree burn? I am very sensitive to temperature, as I've said before. So, unfortunately, I cannot take searing hot showers. It's just 20 minutes of Urga dropping the shampoo and swearing. I don't drop the shampoo because the shampoo stays where it is. When do you need to leave again? 7:10. I need to be ready to go by 7:10. Which means I should probably leave in like 5 minutes. I should leave the shower in about 5 minutes. You gotta borrow soap. I do gotta borrow soap. This takes 40 minutes. I don't. Let me be very clear. I do not stay in the shower with the water running for 40 minutes. Seven ten, so 7:20, and get out of the ball here. I mean, the thing is, it's doable from 7:20. It's just I don't want to be like gross and sweaty from like running there. And also, it's to get to the place that I need to be to get to another place. So like, I better not be late because they're kind enough to offer me. Well, not offer me. I asked them, and they were like, "Yeah, sure." They're kind enough to drive me. I don't want to drag them down. Ew. Where can we buy bear water? In the river. Because that's where wild bears on Earth go. Gyoza with meat or vegetable filling? Both? Then go now. It's 7:10, right? Yeah. I've got about 5 more minutes. She really is having a space. Well, yeah. I am indeed having a space. You selling bear water? No, I'm just saying if you go to a river, a bear might have been in it at some point. I don't want river bear water. They shower and bathroom in it. Isn't that what you wanted though? You wanted the bath water, right? Well, that was a decent distraction from the headache. I think it's gone down a little bit. I think it helps to not think about the headache. When I think about the headache, I guess it like it gets worse, I guess. When you're gonna fight Sakuna like nature wants? You wouldn't believe the amount of times I already fought Sakuna before. I have fought Sakuna. That's how the both socked Daki came about. I fought Sakuna for it. Before you go, any plans for Discord meet and greet? Actually never thought about it, but I can. Do you guys want to? I can plan one. Fought, I heard you pleaded. Well, if you think about it, there's really not that much pleading is a form of fighting, you know? Okay. why not sell both versions? Because I don't want the first version to be in circulation anywhere. I do not want that. There's also the off-kai thing too. Yeah. There's also the off-kai. There's an off-kai meet and greet too. But if you can't make the off-kai thing, I guess we can make another one on Discord. Non-aggressive form of fighting. Hey, I was rather aggressive with my pleading, okay? Just because it's pleading doesn't mean it's not aggressive. What's it going to take for me to get the feet version of Daki? I'll do anything. You'll never get it. There is nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. That's how much I don't want it to be there. Sara Community Night. It depends on when it is. It depends on when it is. Because this week later, it depends. There are things that I've agreed to that I don't know when they're happening. But, oh, Jesus Christ. The door. Yeah, I'll see. I'll see if I'm free. Can't wait to walk about with my other boob morph suit bros. Speaking of which, I just remembered I had a dream about that. I had a dream. I don't know if it was off-kai. It was some kind of thing. It was some kind of gathering. And I just saw a giant. I saw all the blue morph suit bros in my dream. And I'm pretty sure I was also a blue morph suit bro to blend in. What the hell is that? What is Omogus? The level of Degen Urukai's reach in the past year is tremendous. Give it another year, show like Squid. I will never want anything to do with a feet Squid. I didn't reach a level of Degen in the past year. I just started talking about it more. you know what I mean. It wasn't that it didn't exist before. Feet will never be a part of the picture. I've hated feet since as far back as I could remember. Give time, Urka. People change. Well, as far back as I can remember, I've hated it. I literally used to like run away from feet when I was a child. Can you give me tomorrow's lottery numbers? I have no idea what I don't know what that means, but have fun, I guess. She literally said she wanted to surgically remove her feet and get wheels attached. Dude, feet are disgusting. Feet are gross. I hate it. Okay. Well, on that note, I'm gonna go. Have fun. Have fun with karaoke. I gotta go. I will pop in to listen probably sometime at night if I'm not literally dead. So, have fun. Ogi, I will see you guys sometime. Don't know when, but sometime. Goodbye.